This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
When it comes down to it, grapes are surely the smartest fruit in existence. The fact is, they can transform into magical things with little or no human help. Those independent grapes after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
It's as simple as squeezing grape juice into a jar and keeping it a little warm. In no time, it'll turn into wine all by itself. And all you actually need to make wine is a food-grade container. And of course, some grapes. Remarkably, the yeast that lives on grape skins is so irrepressible that it produces wine automatically. It may not win any medals, but it's wine all the same. That's why historians, botanists, and other wine-minded experts agree that wine was the first alcoholic beverage, discovered, tasted, and then deliberately produced about 10,000 years ago. Apparently, primitive man's refrigerators weren't overly reliable, and so a pitcher of grape juice left to sit around for a little while was likely to become a terrific surprise. Nothing like sitting around the fire in a loincloth, roasting a warthog, sipping on what you thought was grape juice, and wondering, why do I suddenly feel so darn happy? If you're up for a little primitive winemaking, there are lots of online resources, and you can get into the game for less than $200. Or you could offer them half a warthog carcass. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.